Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's the dictionary.
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 Well, hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer. That's me. This is on a podcast that you're probably listening to, but if you didn't know, I say it all the time, it's also on YouTube. Go check out the YouTube, my YouTube channel. It's got my podcast, this show, and it's also got a bunch of other random videos if you go back far enough. And I want to put up more videos someday when I actually make them. So go ahead and go to the YouTube channel and subscribe. If you want to contact me for this show or for whatever, you can email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com. You can also follow me on social media, @dictionarypod on the Twitter, which is like whatever, you know, like whatever, man. And also Instagram and Facebook and Threads. Those are the ones that I use. It's just too much. It's already too much. So you can look at my posts, you can make posts and tag me, you can DM me. The DM stands for double murder? Don't do that. What else? You can call the Google Voice number 917. I haven't said it in so long, I think. 917-727-5757. You can text it, you can leave a voicemail, and I'm going to put it in the show. Unless you say no. Okay, what else? Patreon, $1 a month gets you really early episodes. I'm recording this on April 2nd at 3:45 p.m. And this episode is airing on May 7th. That's like 4 or 5 weeks from today. And, you know, I don't know when exactly I'll get it up, but it probably won't be too long from now. So, yeah, you get early episodes if you join the Patreon. There is a link to a TeePublic link in the show notes. It's a link. Go click on the link if you want to buy merchandise for this show. What else? I don't know. I keep on forgetting all the things I got to say, but I think that's pretty good. All right. Let's now talk about these words in this episode, which starts with the second form of the word exarch, E-X-A-R-C-H, adjective from 1891. Real quick, let's remind ourselves what the noun is. A Byzantine viceroy, an Eastern bishop, not a bishop. So that's kind of what it is. The head of an independent church. So the adjective is formed or taking place from the periphery toward the center, as in the example, exarch xylem, X-Y-L-E-M. Exarch xylem. It's formed around the edges of a thing, the circumference, the periphery, and then it goes towards the center after it's formed or while it's being formed. And I kind of know what xylem is, but I need to see a picture of this. I think this is like in a plant. Yeah, so I'm seeing pictures of like, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's like a big old circle of cells maybe around this like stalk maybe. It's like a cross section of a plant stalk. And then maybe it's like, so it's formed there. And then maybe as it grows, they like move to the inside or the new cells grow on the inside or something like that. So exarch is starting on the edge, going towards the center. So, it's from the XO prefix, which I guess we'll get to that one later, plus the suffix arc, which I believe I spoke about in the... Yeah, that wasn't that all about just like a ruler? Somebody who's ruling a thing? I want to look back because I feel like this is so different from the first form of exarch. That one was just different. So this is... Oh, see, we have a couple of suffixes. One of them is ruler or leader, and the other one is having such a point or so many points of origin. So that's probably this one. So this is, we're talking about the origin is on the outside, the exo. That's where it starts. And then it goes to the center. Okay, good. I'm very glad that we figured that out because that was really going to bug me. Okay, the next word. We got to make a sound effect. I'm going to go whoomsh, whoomsh. Because the next word, not because, this is a new thought. The next word is exasperate. Exasperate. First form, this is a verb from 1534. It looks like it's just transitive. Number 1A is to excite the anger of. And the synonym is enrage. So it's not just that you are exciting somebody or something in any form. No, you are specifically exciting the anger. So when I think of myself getting angry, the first memory I have, because it's not a very common occurrence, and I have, you know, I got a good handful of Spencer getting angry stories, but not as many as some people. But for some reason, the first one that comes to mind was when I was working at a video store, and this guy said that he came in and he said he's got this movie on hold. We were a very small independent place, and so when people would call and say, I want this movie on this day, we would write it in a notebook, and we would check the notebook every morning and pull the movies aside for these people. And he came to get it, or maybe he called first, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't have it. The person hasn't returned it yet. They're late. And he got very mad at me because it was like it was my fault. So this guy exasperated the anger in me because, and I stayed calm, but I had a couple of friends who were hanging out, and then he left, and they were like, you handled that very well. And inside, I was steaming. I was so angry at this guy because he kept on pushing and pushing. And I was like, it's not my fault. What do you expect me to do? They have the movie. I can call them. I probably did call them, but I can't control their life. Go talk to them. Okay. Anyway, I was enraged. He was probably pretty enraged too. 1B. This is to cause irritation or annoyance to. I think as I get older, I get exasperated so easily sometimes. Things that are irritating me. People who are driving stupid, not using their turn signals, just not doing things the right way. And of course, I always do things the right way. I'm totally perfect. Yeah, right. But yeah, there's just certain things that just sort of like, ooh, why didn't you? Why are you exasperating me? My anger is so enraged. What's next? Number 2, this is obsolete. This is to make more grievous. And the synonym is aggravate. Yeah, I mean, when I'm aggravated, I'm exasperated. I don't know. I guess it's not archaic. Obsolete seems like it's still kind of used maybe, but not really. Archaic is like not used at all. But this one makes sense to me. Another synonym is the word irritate. Whenever my dad, when I was a kid, my dad would say irritate. He'd say, am I irritating you? And then he would like try and stick a finger in your ear. And I'm like, yes, father, you are irritating me. Exasperatedly, that's an adverb. And exasperatingly, that is an adverb as well, because they both end in L-Y. That guy was frustrating me exasperatingly. Where's this word come from? It's from the Latin verb exasperare, which is from the ex prefix plus the word asper, which means rough, like R-O-U-G-H. I think I need to slow my talking down because the words aren't coming out great. There's more at the word asperity, but how is rough? I guess if you're being rough, you're acting rough, you feel rough, if you're exasperated, I don't know, something about that. Next is the second form of this same word, but now it is pronounced exasperate. Yeah, exasperate. 1541 adjective number one, irritated or annoyed, especially to the point of injudicious action. The synonym is exasperated. Wait, the word is exasperate. The synonym is exasperated? I guess, yeah, okay. It's like, what's exasperated is exasperate. It's the same. Anyway, irritated or annoyed, especially to the point of injudicious action. So what does that mean? You've done an action or you're going to do an action because you're so irritated that you can't be judged by it? Or what, injudicious? What does that word mean? I don't know. Well, we'll find out eventually. Number two is roughened, with irregular prickles or elevations, as in the example, exasperate seed coats. So these seed coats, they're holding the seeds probably in their fluffy jacket, and they have irregular prickles or elevations. So maybe on the outside of these seed coats, they have little prickly things, maybe this is a protective thing. So maybe if animals come to eat the seed coats and to get the seeds and the nutrition, it's got this uncomfortable stuff. So when they put it in their mouth, they're like, oh my God, that hurts my mouth. I'm a deer and my mouth is hurting from these exasperate seed coats. And they spit it out. So that's a way that they can be protected and not get eaten, but also maybe the little bit of chewing will open up the seed coats and then they drop them on the ground and then it can go into the soil and grow into a new thing. So it's very smart to be exasperated. So that's where the etymology is from, the word rough, and this means rough. How it exactly is about a human being exasperated, I'm still not entirely sure, but this number two one, it works perfectly. Next is exasperation. Noun from 1547. Number one, the state of being exasperated. Two, the act or an instance of exasperating. So much exasperating words. You are exasperating me, so I'm exasperated, and you've done some exasperation. So it's sort of similar to respiration. Oh, I get so irritated. I'm going to do an injudicious action because my respiration is exasperated. All right, slow down. Oh, that was the end of the EXA section. Hurrah, let's rejoice. Now we're moving on to EXC. This is an abbreviation for one, excellent, and two, accept. That's it. How long is this EXC? That's going to go on for a while. Okay, get going. Strap in. Next is Excalibur, with a capital E. Excalibur. Noun from the 15th century, maybe even before that. I don't know. This is the sword of King Arthur. If you've never heard that before, the sword of King Arthur is Excalibur. There's a whole story, wasn't it, about like, well, I mean, there's a couple of stories. There's one where the sword was in the stone and nobody could pull it out. And then King Arthur was like, yeah, dude, let me try. Vroomp. But then there was also something about the lady in the lake gave him the sword. And maybe I'm mixing up my stories. I don't know. There's something. There's a great line in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And King Arthur is talking to I think he's King Arthur. And he's like, why are you king? He's talking to the peasant. And he's like, well, the lady of the lake gave me the thing. And he was like, oh, that's not a good system of government. And I didn't quote that very well. So you should go watch that scene. It's great. Excalibur. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, well, it's from the Middle Latin Caliburnus, but it doesn't say what that means. So I don't know what this means, Excalibur. Literally, no clue. Next is Ex Cathedra. This is two words. X is the first word, and the second word is C-A-T-H-E-D-R-A. Ex Cathedra. It's an adverb or an adjective from 1693. This is, it means, by virtue of or in the exercise of one's office or position. As in the example, ex cathedra pronouncements. Well, let's look at the etymology before we try and break this down, because I don't know what that was. It's New Latin. It literally means from the chair. From the chair. So it means by virtue of or in the exercise of one's office or position. And so these, so we're talking about pronouncements. This is, this example is ex cathedra pronouncements. So these pronouncements have been made by, I guess, somebody who is in a position of power who can make these pronouncements. They are sitting on the very important catbird seat, the chair. They are the chair, maybe, of a department. They're in an office. They have the office of importance. So yeah, they're just, it's just something that's done from an important person or position. Huh? I guess. I mean, I guess cathedra just means chair, because X was probably like, you know, from or out of or whatever. So yeah. That's ex cathedra, is from the chair. I am sitting in a chair right now, a tall chair, this podcast is an ex cathedra podcast. Why not? Next is excavate. Excavate, verb, from 1599, starting with transitive. Number one, to form a cavity or hole in. To form a cavity or hole in. So maybe if you are not brushing your teeth, or if you are eating, consuming too much sugar or things like that, not flossing, then maybe the plaque and the other germs and things that come from your food, they have nowhere to go.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So they will excavate your teeth. And I don't think anybody wants that, because if they start excavating your teeth, then you'll need a cavity. And if they excavate too far, then you will have a cave in your tooth and you will need to get a root canal. And I really hope I never have to get a root canal. Nah, that would not be fun. But also there are other things like excavating into a cave or into a mountain or something like that. That's probably more common. A common way that we use this word instead of talking about teeth. Okay, number two for excavate is to form by hollowing out. Just hollowing out anything. Maybe digging a hole in the sand, you are excavating the beach. Any other examples that I can think of real quick? Dig a hole in your food, your soup. Number three, to dig out and remove. I feel like, aren't these all the same? To form a cavity or hole in, to form by hollowing out, to dig out and remove. If you are digging out and removing it, you are hollowing out. And then that process is forming a cavity or a hole in the thing that you are digging out the stuff and removing it. What's the difference? Number four is to expose to view by or as if by digging away a covering. So it's like I'm digging away the thing that's covering up this thing, and look at what I found. Look at this thing. I excavated it just for you. There's an example. Excavate the remains of a temple. People were excavating a lot of temples and burial sites, like in the pyramids, for example. Many years ago, especially like grave robbers would go because they knew there was all this expensive stuff. And so they went in and they stole it all. And then, you know, proper scientists would come later. And then they also came in and stole some stuff. So now you can find things that used to be in pyramids, which were meant to stay there forever, and you can find them in museums. They excavated the pharaoh's burial sites, and then the pharaohs got real pissed. They got exasperated. Okay, excavate. There's intransitive is to make excavations. We're just gonna make some excavations here. Where is this word from? This is from the Latin verb excavare, which is from the ex prefix plus cavare, which means to make hollow. So you put the X in the front, and I guess you're making hollow. How does it change? To make hollow. I mean, that's what excavating is. You're making a thing hollow. There's more at the word cavatina. I don't remember what that word is. Next is excavation, noun from circa 1611. 1. The action or process of excavating. 2. A cavity formed by cutting, digging, or scooping. You gotta cut the stone, you gotta dig it out, you gotta scoop it out with a spoon. That's an excavation. When they're looking for the bones, the dinosaur bones, they got to go out into the deserts and the rocks and the wherever the bones are, and they got to excavate them. They got to be real careful when they find a bone. You don't want to mess up the bone or the fossilized whatever this new thing is, this fossil, because I think the bone has turned into stone. Is that what a fossil is? Is that what the bones are we see? I think a lot of them are just, they make plaster molds and then they put them up in the museums. I don't know the details. Excavational, that is an adjective. That's it for that one. Excavator is next. This villain just loves digging holes. He's the excavator. He's like a child in a sandbox. Noun from circa 1815. One that excavates, especially a power-operated shovel. I always wanted to run those mini, also in the sandbox, they have those mini shovels, those mini excavators, and it was just little pulleys, and you'd just pull the thing, and it would scoop, and then you'd do the thing, and it would release, and you'd excavate in the sand. And then some kids got so into that that they became professionals at that. It would be fun to run one of those machines for a day. Next is exceed. E-X-C-E-E-D. Verb from the 14th century. Number one, to extend outside of. Outside of a thing, it goes past that thing. As in, the river will exceed its banks. It's raining so hard that the river is going to go beyond the banks of the river. The banks that are currently there, we're going to have to make new banks. We're going to have a new beach, a new surface, a new edge from water to not water, because it's so much water. Number two is to be greater than or superior to. Greater than something, bigger, better than it, superior than this other thing, exceeding. This podcast has exceeded so many other podcasts just in the amount of episodes there are, but the quality has not exceeded anything else. Maybe it succeeded itself, but it's still just kind of like, meh. Number three is to go beyond a limit set by. To go beyond a limit set by, as in, exceeded his authority. So his authority was set by somebody who was superior to him, and then they said, I'm going to exceed your authority because I can, because I set your authority in the first place. Intransitive, number one, is obsolete. The synonym is overdue. It's over, O-V-E-R-D-O, not O-V-E-R-D-U-E, like a library book is overdue. This is overdue, like you've done too much. You overdid it. That's exceeding, but it's obsolete. Number two, the synonym is predominate. Predominate. So you are dominant. It's not obsolete. You are dominating beforehand? I'm not sure. Predominate. But this is a verb. This word is from the Latin verb exedere, which is from the ex prefix plus sedere, which means to go. To go more, so the ex is making it more, bigger, to go more than you were supposed to go. I think I have exceeded my welcome. We have some more exceed words, but first we have to talk about the synonyms for exceed because there's a bunch of them. So exceed, surpass, transcend, excel, outdo, and outstrip mean to go or be beyond a stated or implied limit, measure, or degree. Exceed implies going beyond a limit set by authority or established by custom or by prior achievement, as in, exceed the speed limit. The police authorities have put in a speed limit, but no, we don't want to go by the speed limit. We want to go faster. We want to go faster than the speed limit because we think we can. We know it's safe. We're fine to do that. Most people definitely go exceed. They exceed the speed limit. Surpass suggests superiority in quality, merit, or skill, as in, the book surpassed our expectations. We thought this was going to be a stupid, crappy book, but no, it surpassed our expectations. It exceeded our expectations. Surpassed is better because it's all about, what was the word that they use? Yeah, suggest superiority in quality. It's better than we thought. I love going to movies and I have low expectations because then I actually will enjoy it. Even if it's, I just saw a movie recently, which I don't think I've mentioned it yet. I will soon. I had low expectations. And so it surpassed my expectations because it was just so silly and fun. Transcend implies a rising or extending notably above or beyond ordinary limits, as in transcended the values of their culture. Extending beyond the ordinary limits of their culture. How does that even work? Excel, which is going to be in the next episode, excel implies preeminence in achievement or quality, and may suggest superiority to all others, as in, excels in mathematics. This person who excels in mathematics, or math, or maths, then they are better than everybody else, at least everybody else in their world. They are so superior. Outdo applies to a bettering or exceeding what has been done before. As in, outdid herself this time. She outdid herself before she did fine. That last time she planned a party, it was fine. But this time, she really outdid herself. She wanted to step it up a notch, and she stepped it up five notches. And she outdoed herself, outdid herself. Outstrip suggests surpassing in a race or competition, as in, outstripped other firms in sales. That is definitely a competition. The sales game is a game. It's a competition. All right, just a few more words. They're short. Exceedance. It's the word exceed with A-N-C-E or E-N-C-E. Exceedance. Noun from circa 1956. An act or instance of exceeding, especially a limit or amount. You are only allowed to go this far. You're only allowed to do this thing. This might not be the great example, but in Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, Samwise Gamgee, he did an exceedance to a limit that he set for himself. He said, if I take one more step, this will be the furthest away from the Shire I've ever been. So he exceeded his walking. Next is exceeding. Adjective from the 15th century. Exceptional in amount, quality, or degree. Exceeding. Exceptional in amount, quality, or degree. I'm trying to think of how to use this in a sentence. Exceeding. Exceeding. I don't know. Let's talk about the last word because it's similar. Exceedingly. Exceedingly. You can also say just exceeding. So exceedingly or just exceeding is fine. It's an adverb from 1535, and it is to an extreme degree, and the synonym is extremely. Exceedingly, extremely. What's an example? Can Spencer come up with an example? Extreme. I don't know. This is the problem with my brain. It just doesn't want to think outside of whatever little moment it's in, which I guess is kind of good. It's good to be in the moment, but I wish I could, wish my brain could like be in five different directions at once. Not all the time, maybe sometimes, but not right now. Well, everybody, it's time to pick a word of the episode, everybody's favorite time. So today we had exarch, exasperate, exasperate, exasperation, exc, exe, excalibur, excathedra, excavate, excavation, excavator, exceed, exceedance, exceeding, and exceedingly. I'm just going to pick Excalibur as the word of the episode because it was different than most of the rest of the ones, the other ones. And, I mean, exceeding is fine, but it's fine. So, yeah, Excalibur. Excalibur, I've got the sword. It's Excalibur. It's my sword. You can't take it from me. It's called Excalibur because I named it. Okay. I'm going to tell you about another movie I watched. Let's see, where we be. By the way, the movie that I was talking about that exceeded my expectations, I did talk about it, I guess, a couple episodes ago. Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire. Oh, it's just so fun if you have low expectations. It's just a fun monster movie. But the movie that I'm going to talk about today briefly is Immaculate. This is a creepy horror movie. What to say? Well, I guess I'll just say, which it's not, I guess it's kind of a spoiler. I don't know. Skip ahead to the end if you don't want to hear this. It's just one line that my wife came up with. It's like Jurassic Park for Jesus. And that's kind of all I want to say. I quite enjoyed it. You know, it's nothing like it has many cliche moments, and it's, you know, there's nothing like, I don't know, too original, but it's a fun, it felt fairly realistic at times, as much as it could in terms of, like, the performances. She's a great actress. She carries the whole thing. Fantastic. I had just so many thoughts and jokes and questions and just throughout the whole movie, I was thinking about a lot of stuff. It was a good time, a good watch, Immaculate. That's it. That's the end of this episode. Thank you very much for checking it out. And until next time, I hope I am not... I hope I'm exceeding your expectations. If not, come back again for the next episode, and maybe I will exceed your expectations. But please keep those expectations low. That's all I ask. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.